Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of deliverance. We've talked about Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Cast out is the Greek word ekbalo, means we're going to throw them out. So you and I are going to speak to the evil spirits in us, and we're going to cast them out. If they're to be cast out, that means they're in before they come out. So we do it through the authority of the name of Jesus given unto us. We saw in Luke 4:18, where the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus, and he brought deliverance to the captives, and deliverance to those that were bruised, and brought healing to the brokenhearted, and recovering of sight to the blind. We see in 1 John 3:8, that for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. In Mark 1:39, we saw Jesus preaching in the synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out devils. Jesus would come into the churches today if he were here in the flesh and be preaching the gospel and casting out evil spirits. It should be a regular ministry in all churches. We saw that our enemy is the devil, as he goes about as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We see that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we cannot be ignorant of his devices and how he works. We also saw the fact that Satan has a kingdom as the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the prince of the world, and we know that the whole world lies in wickedness. We talked about Satan, formerly Lucifer, an archangel in heaven who rebelled against God, and he was kicked out of heaven, and now his name is Satan, which means adversary. How does Satan work to devour, steal, kill, and destroy in a person's life? He works through evil spirits that serve him, evil angels who rebelled against God, and they followed after him. The Bible says in Jude verse 6, the angels which kept not their first estate, but they left their own habitation, they followed the devil, and they are reserved in everlasting chains under darkness. These spirits are Satan's angels who carry out his destructive work. Where does he work? He works in the heavenlies and he works in the earth. In the heavenlies, through the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, he's operative. He's highly organized, and you and I are to engage in spiritual warfare through intercession to cast down these spirits. We also see that he works in the earth through fallen angels called evil spirits, or referred to as devils or demons, and they seek to get inside of a person. We pointed out that they have all the attributes of personality. They have a will, they walk, they seek, they speak, they have purpose, they have mobility, they have strength, and they have different levels of wickedness. We see that the devil works through deception, through his wiles, and even Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And through his deception, he tries to stop people from understanding his operations and the need to cast these evil spirits out or do spiritual warfare in the heavenlies. Now we must understand, life is spiritual. God is a spirit, Satan is a spirit, angels that serve God are spirits, evil spirits that serve the devil are spirits. You and I are a spirit, and God's word is spiritual law. The spiritual realm controls the natural realm, and if we're going to see the victory and get free in areas of our life, we've got to win the battle in the spirit. If our eyes were open to the realm of the spirit, we would see angels and evil spirits everywhere. Then we talked about how these evil spirits can come into a person. It's through the open door of sin. If we give place to the devil through sin, Satan, who's the accuser of the brethren that accuses before God night and day, accusing us of our sins, because of our sins, the spiritual door is open, and evil spirits then can come into a person. If we break a hedge, a serpent shall bite us. We know we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we talked about the fact the result of sin, a curse comes upon a person which is enforced by evil spirits. We saw with Cain, where God said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. But if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Well, he didn't do well. He committed sin, slaying his brother, and he was cursed from the earth. And then we talked about curses. A curse is an evil effect which is due to a cause. We pointed out Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. There's a cause for are every curse. It comes from disobedience, which is sin. It's the opposite of a blessing. And the curses include all physical problems, mental problems, emotional problems, family problems, lack of prosperity, national problems, every kind of problem you can think of. These curses are spiritual. They cannot be overcome by natural means. Remember, from God's perspective, a curse is divine judgment for sin in transgressing God's word, which is spiritual law. The word is the judge to determine blessings and or curses coming upon a person. Remember in John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." God's word is the judge to determine curses as well as blessings that would come upon a person. God is not the cause, remember. The person's the cause through yielding to the sin. God allows it because he's just and righteous, and his word is the truth, and he's not going to compromise it. Remember in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, he set before us life and death, blessing and cursing, and he tells us to choose life. We see that man has a free will and can choose his destiny. If we obey God, we're going to be blessed. But if we disobey him, then the curses will come upon us, they will pursue us, they will overtake us and bring destruction in our life. Remember that there's a cause to every curse, which is sin, and there's also an enforcement of that curse, which are the evil spirits that can come in because of the open door of sin. So a curse is judgment because of violation of the word of God, and evil spirits enforce that judgment in a person's life. As we were concluding the last broadcast, we were talking about the three general ways that evil spirits come into a person. First of all, inheritance, and that's the number one negative influence in a person's life. In Lamentations 5, verse 7, "Our fathers have sinned and are not," meaning they've passed on, "and we have borne their iniquities." Sin produces iniquity, which is of the heart. Remember, God looks upon the heart. Psalm 66:18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Iniquity is of the heart, and this brings the curses upon a person. Numbers 14:18 says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." These are inherited generational iniquity curses that are coming down the line, affecting every single one of us. Think about your inheritance line and the problems that you have. Physical problems such as cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, allergies, heart problems coming down the inheritance line, that shows you their inherited generational curse. And these problems are not just physical problems. They are spiritually rooted because curses are spiritual, enforced by evil spirits that come in that cause the problem. That, of course, is the reason why inherited generational iniquity curses are the number one negative influence in our life, because we're affected by the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Therefore, you're affected by the sins and iniquities of your parents, of your grandparents, of your great-grandparents, and even your great-great-grandparents. And this has allowed spirits to come in you at the time of conception, which can operate early in life or can be dormant for long periods of time. For instance, we've all seen the two-year-old child that's full of anger and hatred and rebellious as ever. Well, how did he get that way? He hasn't done anything in life to get to that place, but you find out that mom and or dad, that's the way they were. They had anger, rebellion, disobedience, and all these same kind of attitudes as you see the child at 2 years old. What you're seeing is the spirits manifesting at an early age in that person's life. Other problems, such as physical ailments, usually are dormant for a long period of time, such as cancer, high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, these kinds of things are usually dormant for quite a period of time. So inheritance is the number one negative influence in your life. The evil spirits come in at the time of conception to enforce that curse at some point in someone's life. I've had many people say, "Well, I'm not going to receive that curse." Well, that's not going to get it done, just saying I'm not going to receive that inherited generational curse, because the spirits already came in you at the time of conception. The answer is not saying I'm not going to receive that curse. Instead, the answer is to cast out the spirits that came in at the time of conception so that you do not see that curse manifested. We see Christians as well as the world that are having the same problems as their inheritance line, and they're manifesting their life. Why? Because we have not learned to cast out the spirits. It is extremely important that you learn this message of deliverance so that you can drive all the spirits out from the inheritance line that are either manifesting now or would manifest in the future in your life. A second area where the spirits come in is the area of sin. We already pointed out that when we give place to the devil, we sin and allow evil spirits to come in. In Job 3:1, it says he opened his mouth and he cursed his day. In Ecclesiastes 10, verse 20, it says, curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. You can curse with your mouth and you can curse in your mind. Curses can even come upon you if you're ignorant of sin, because spiritual law is set, and if it's violated, whether you know it or not, a curse will still come. In Leviticus chapter 5, verse 17, we see this. If a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. The truth is, whatever you're yielding to in life, you're actually yielding to a spiritual authority over you that will have effect in your life. In Romans chapter 16, verse 16, it says this, know ye not that to whom, that's a person, you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. If we obey sin, we're yielding to a whom, which is the devil, and it's going to bring destruction upon us. If we're obedient to the word of God, then we're yielding ourself unto God, and we're supposed to yield our members unto the Lord, unto righteousness, and not unto sin. So sin in your life, before you were born again, as well as after you are born again, will open up the door for evil spirits to come into a person. A third way that the spirits come in is being victimized in life. Through abuse, trauma, evil effects from other people, used of the devil to damage you, the spirits can come in. One thing that's very important, you have to always separate the sin from the person, love the person, and be ready to forgive that person from what they have done. Otherwise, those spirits will be able to stay in you. But if you forgive and you let go of all the effects of being victimized, and then you begin to cast out those spirits, you can get free from all of the effects, all the abuse, all the trauma, all the mental, emotional, and physical damage that's occurred from being victimized in life. So we see that through inheritance, our own sins, and victimization, that evil spirits have come into us that have caused physical, mental, emotional, social, financial problems in our life. Therefore, man needs deliverance from these evil spirits. Of course, if you're going to be able to get delivered, you're going to have to first of all deal with the sin. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you confess your sins, God forgives you and cleanses you, and that restores right fellowship with the Lord. But that doesn't get the evil spirits out of your life. You've got to cast them out in order to get set free from them. But of course, dealing with our sin and receiving forgiveness is imperative, because if you don't deal with a sin and you continue in it, then the evil spirits will not have to come out, because they have a right to be there because you have given place to them through sin. We also must repent. Romans 2, verse 4 says, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And in 2 Corinthians 7:10 it says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. You and I must have a true repentance, which is the Greek word metanoe, which means a change of mind. We must change our mind and turn away from the ways of sin so we don't continue in them. All of that will bring us to the place of restoration in our fellowship with the Lord. But that does not get the spirits out of us, because the spirits have come in to enforce the curse. The next thing that's important is we need to start casting out the evil spirits and drive them out of every area of our life that have come in from inheritance, our own sins, or victimized in life. And as we do it, we will be set free from every physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial bondage that the enemy has brought forth. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, a 312-page comprehensive book called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Deliverance for All Christians, 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.